Welcome to the Adult Chair Podcast with Michelle Chalfont, a place to delve into who we are, how we got that way, and explore what it takes to be a healthy grown-up. With an extensive toolbox and guests with varied expertise, Michelle will lead us on a journey to learn what it's like to live authentically and to love ourselves just the way we are. And now, here's Michelle.
Hello, everybody. It is Michelle Chalfont. I'm so happy to be here with you today talking about a very, very important topic, how we transform our inner parts, the parts that we do not like, despise, hate, want to get rid of, want to blow up, etc. How do we get rid of these parts and cultivate better relationships, find self-love, like ourselves more, all of the above. So that's what I'm going to be talking with you about today. It's going to be a good show. I've got, I think, 7 steps that we need to take to transform these inner parts, beliefs, and programs that we have about ourselves that we do not care for at all. But I first need to give a big thank you to our sponsor for today, Molecule. I am a big fan of this company because we know how awful allergies can be. My son has bad allergies. And Molecule introduces a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. This technology behind it actually destroys harmful pollutants like bacteria, viruses, mold, allergens, and airborne chemicals, instead of just collecting some of them on a filter. So how do we know this works? Molecule's technology has been personally effective and verified by science, but most importantly, it's been tested by real people. Molecule has already helped allergy and asthma sufferers around the country better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. One customer even said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years, which blew my mind. 15 years. Okay, so if you're ready for this revolutionary product that is changing lives through truly clean air, Molecule is offering a special deal for my listeners only, $75 off your first order. Just visit molecule.com, and that's molekule.com, and at the checkout, enter adult. So again, that's molekule.com, and enter promo code adult, A-D-U-L-T. Okay, secondly, I want to talk to you just for a brief moment about the Adult Chair Workshop, May 4th and 5th in Nashville, Tennessee. Make sure you go to theadultchair.com and check it out. We've got it right on the website. I go through what we do over the course of the 2 days, which are jam-packed. We have probably half of the class full already. So if you are interested in coming, hurry up and sign up. There have been a lot of signups, and I'm running that $100 off just for a couple more weeks. So if you're interested, check it out and come join us. And also, you'll get more information there at theadultchair.com about the membership site. So would love to have you there as well. All right, jumping right in here. So I've had a lot of clients, of course, come in and talk to me about this, but I had a recent client that I just kept thinking about her, and I'm like, you know what? This is a really good show where we're going to talk about how do we transform these parts that we do not like at all, and then find self-love around ours. It's like people want to understand, if I hate parts of myself, how then can I also love myself? And I had a client that was asking me, and she said, she had said that she was having a hard time connecting with people because she felt strange and weird and overweight. And other people have come to me saying they hate themselves and they feel like a fraud. They feel like they're not worthy. They're not enough. Self-hatred. You know, I hear a lot behind closed doors or over the phone or over Skype because I have a lot of sessions with people. And I just want to say to all of you, and I hope every single one of you hears me, this is not uncommon. If you are human, there are parts of yourself you do not like. There are parts that you despise, that you want to blow up, that you want nothing to do with. And they all sit in this adolescent chair. So how do we transform these parts? My most recent client was asking me about how she can just heal these parts. And I said, you're not broken, so we don't need to heal anything. What we need to do is get to know these parts, and that's how we transform them. But I don't believe we can get rid of anything, but we can transform them. And the way that we transform these parts is we get to know them. We get to know them so well. We look directly at them, and instead of numbing out from the times that we have the thoughts of, I'm not good enough, I don't matter, I hate myself, I'm such a bad person, instead of reaching for the wine or the marijuana or the drugs or whatever, or reaching for food or reaching for sex or porn or shopping or whatever we do, we all do something to numb out. Instead of reaching for that vice, your vice of choice to numb out, look straight at that part, get to know that part so well that it stops scaring you, that it stops triggering you, that it stops throwing you. And here is how we are going to do this. I have a, I think, 7-step process for you and how we transform. Now, again, I just said a moment ago, I don't think we can get rid of anything 100%, but we transform it so it's much smaller. And I think on other shows, I've certainly talked about first moving here to Tennessee, how I felt so lonely. And oh my gosh, it used to just knock me over and knock me down. And I would spend so much time crying and I don't like it here. All of that happened. So through getting to know the part of me that felt so lonely, what I found happened was I got to know it so well that when my lonely part would rise up within me, it stopped scaring me. It stopped knocking me over. It stopped making me cry. And it felt so much smaller because I got to know it. I got to know what its intentions were. And so now, it's not to say that I don't ever get lonely now, but if it comes up, it's like so small. I'm like, oh, there's my lonely. So the first, you know, one of the things we want to do for sure is recognize that all of these beliefs and these parts, they're sitting in the unconscious mind, and sometimes they pop into the unconscious, and that's when we say to ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. I hate myself. I'm odd. No one's going to like me. So when we start recognizing some of these thoughts or beliefs or programs that are popping up, we want to look at them and sense them and notice them. Write them down. So if you have a part that says, I hate myself, write down on a piece of paper, I hate myself. Maybe give it an image, draw it out. Even if you're not an artist, who cares? Draw it out. Get a sense of what it might look like. Close your eyes. What does that part look like? I hate myself. What does that look like? It looks like a black cannonball with spikes on it. Okay, great. Sense in the body, like, where is this part? It's lodged in your body somewhere. Get a sense of this part, okay? We want to, number two, get to know this part really, really well. So when we give it attention, okay, and it's not going to create more of it. A lot of people say, well, if I give it attention, it's going to create more of it. What's true is in the resistance of getting in touch with that part, you are creating far more of that part. Think about how much energy goes into resisting looking at that part that you despise. I don't want to embrace that I'm not good enough. So I'm going to eat my way through this ice cream so I don't have to deal with it. And I'm going to shove the emotion down. And I'm going to watch television for 4 hours. And I'm going to do all of these things. Stop it and get to know that part that says, I am whatever you're feeling. Get to know it. Once we do that, and for me, I'm a visual person. Again, I know a lot of you are not visual. So just get a sense of it. Get a sense of where it might be in the body. What does that voice sound like? What is it saying to you? Turn up the volume instead of trying to turn it down. Like, what is it trying to say to you? Okay. Oh, this is what it's saying. Take a pen in your hand and give that part of you a voice and let it write out through your hand what it wants you to know about it. So journal. So another step, the next step, is to understand that part's purpose. Each part of us that sounds so yucky, like I hate myself, I'm a fraud, I don't matter, there's a root inside of us as to where it came from, and there's a purpose for that belief. So ask it through journaling in your mind. You can imagine it in front of you as an image. Ask that part, hey, I don't matter. You look like a red box. It may look like a 10-year-old to you. If you're a female, it may look like a little boy. If you're a male, it might look like a little girl. It doesn't mean you're homosexual or you're transgender. We have all kinds of masculine and feminine parts within us. It's an energy. The energy is either feminine or more masculine. So don't be surprised if you see a part within yourself that's of the opposite sex. No big deal. Okay? Just go with it. I say this all the time. Just go with it. You cannot get this wrong. Just go with it. Be free with this exercise, okay? But what's its purpose? And it was interesting. I was sitting here thinking about this. And I thought about what my client had said in all of her different parts. And I said, okay, what's one that comes up for me? Oh, I'm a fraud, which I did a show on that many years ago, I think. And it's so much smaller. I don't hear it hardly at all, but it still can pop up. So it took me, by the way, and I've done this obviously quite a few times over the last many years, but it's very quick. I do it with clients. It's very, very quick. And I asked myself, okay, I'm a fraud. I wasn't even feeling it in the moment, but I pulled it up, which is a great side point, by the way. If you're at a party or you're at work or you're in a meeting or something and you realize one of these parts comes up for you, you don't have to work on it immediately, but write it down and then you can work with that part later in the day or the next day. So I was sitting here getting ready to record this show and I thought, okay, I'm going to get in touch with I'm a fraud. Because what I want to know is, I want to understand what that purpose is behind that thought. And that belief, really, it's a belief, I'm a fraud. So I pulled it up. I just said, okay, I'm a fraud. Where are you? And it looked like to me, like a little tiny green little monster thing. It was tiny though, like 6 inches tall. So I know when I first did this work on I'm a fraud years ago, it was much, much bigger and had a much bigger, louder voice. But now it's this little tiny green, like little toy that a kid would play with. So I say it's a monster, but it wasn't even scary. And I said, oh, there you are, little one. I said, I'm curious. I said, what is your purpose? And I'm closing my eyes and just imagining this in front of me. Again, if you're not visual, it's okay. Write it down, get a sense of it, just go with it. So I said, what is your purpose? And it said, I need to keep you small. So I said, oh, okay. So this is my I'm a fraud part. And I said, okay, so you need to keep me small. I said, okay, so is there another? So why do you feel like you have to keep me small? And it said, to protect you from trolls and mean people. And I said, oh my gosh, that's so good. Thank you. I was like, oh, I like that. Now, I don't like the belief that I'm a fraud, but I now have a different understanding of where it's coming from, what the intention is of that part. Remember, these are all parts coming from this egoic part of us. They're all these just little personas. And I mean little. Now, some of them have a megaphone and they sound really loud and obnoxious and scary, but it's like, okay, it's so tiny. So it's trying to keep me small to protect me from trolls and from mean people. So if it continues to tell me that I'm a fraud, then perhaps I will stop doing what I'm doing. Maybe I won't do podcasts. Maybe I won't see clients. Maybe I'll stay really small and not go out into the world and do this work, because it's afraid I'm going to get hurt. So that's a big understanding that I needed. So what we want to do is, and my client had asked me, you know, how do I get rid of these parts? You know, I just want to abandon these parts or take them out of my consciousness. And I said, we want to get to know them so well and what their purpose is. Because right now you hate these parts. I said, but there is a way to love those parts. I said, that's what we need to do, is love and accept all of these parts, like I'm awful, I don't matter, all of those parts, I hate myself. She says, I don't think I'll ever love those parts. I said, you will if you have an understanding of their purpose. So when I hear this little part inside of me saying, well, I'm trying to protect you and keep you safe because there's so many mean people in the world, and there are, and I hardly ever get mean comments, mean emails, mean social media comments. I mean, hardly ever. But boy, when they come in, they sting. There's no doubt. And that part was like, you see, those are the people I'm trying to protect you from. I'm like, but they're like, I don't remember the last time I got a negative comment. So I said, well, it's been a long time. Like, I don't remember the last time. So I had a dialogue with this part of me. And when we, the next step is compassion, because when we really, really, really understand the intention into where that part of us is trying to keep us safe and protect us, all of a sudden we have compassion for it. And it's like, oh, well, thank you. I actually thanked that part again. Like, I really, really appreciate you being there for me and trying to protect me. I really, really appreciate you. And it said, well, you're welcome. I'm just trying to help you. And I said, I know you are. I know you are. So the next step is we need to find our adult so we can let that part know what's fact and truth. The key here is not to do it just from the mind. We want to bring it down through the body. So I said to that part, and again, when we, the way to change these programs and update these beliefs and transform these parts of us that are saying these things to us, we want to let them know we're in charge. Think about, I use this example with my client. I really liked it. I said, think about a room full of 100 people. And in that room, we've got, I hate myself part. I'm not good enough part. I'm a fraud part. I don't matter part. Think about like all these parts of us sitting in chairs, and they're all in this room, all 100 of them. I said, and they're all guiding you, and there's no one in charge saying, hey, hello, I'm here. So what we need to do is bring in that adult and let the adult enter into that room and say, oh, okay. Oh, hello, everybody. I'd like you to know who I am. And that I've got this and I'm in charge now and I'm able to take care of all this. So, but you don't, you can either have the conversation with all 100 parts or 2 parts or 1 part. So for me, I did this with my, I'm a fraud part. And I said, just one at a time. And I said, I just want you to know, I really, really appreciate you, but here's what's true. I said, you know, it's March, 2019. I'm 51 years old. I am so grateful that you are here to do your best to keep me safe. But I know that this work I'm doing, I love, and I went on and talked about that I really enjoy what I'm doing, and I hardly ever get negative comments. And it's okay to put myself out here in the world. I'm really okay, and I'm going to take care of myself. And if we get a negative comment, it's okay. And I know what to do. And that part of me was like, oh, okay, thank you. So I did the same thing with my client when she was feeling, she says, well, I'm really strange. I said, well, get to know the part of you that feels like you're really strange or you're really weird. Get to know that part. And for her, she really wanted, the voices were saying like, I just feel like I need to stay home, or that you need to stay home and you shouldn't leave the house. It's so much safer. I said, yeah, because the part of you that said you're really weird is saying, you don't want to, I know you're really weird. So you just need to stay home so you don't have that experience anymore. So just stay home. It's the best idea. So she let her inner parts, that inner part know who she was today. We're updating. We got to up, just like you update a phone, you got to update. She let that part know who she was today, that she really enjoyed being weird, and she flipped it beautifully. She said, I'm actually really unique and I love that about myself. I said, that is so perfect. And she said, yeah, because I really love that about myself. I am really unique in the world and I'm not like anybody else. I said, none of us are. That's what's so crazy. Because oftentimes, or most of the time, the ego feels like we have to be like everybody else in order to fit in. But what's true is from our adult is we're all so unique. We all have different histories and stories that got us to where we are today. And they're all unique. And it makes us who we are today. And we're amazing in our uniqueness. So what we want to do is, as we're going through this adult, the fact and what's true, we want to make sure we're feeling it in the body. And when we're speaking really quickly, remember, we're in that adolescent chair. And I know when I speak with a lot of people about these steps, they'll say things like, okay, I have a part that says I hate myself. I'm like, okay, well, let's have a talk with that part. And they'll say, well, you know, I'm really okay. And I love myself and don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's very mental. In other words, it's not dropping below the chin. We need to go chin down and feel each truth in the body. So like with my client, when she said, I'm really unique and I love that about myself, I said, can you feel that in the body? Right down to your toes. Feel that new truth. That is so key, because so many of us are just in the mind. And when people say, you know, I try to talk to myself in a new way, but nothing changes. I'm like, well, of course not, because you're not bringing it into the body. You have to bring the new truth down, chin down, right below the chin into the body, and slow down. People are so quick with their thoughts. And let's think about it. If you have the thought like, I'm not good enough, which some, I don't know who doesn't have that thought sometimes, okay? If you flip it around quickly and go, but I am good, I'm good enough, I'm fine, I'm a good person, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Because it's like playing, like I've said, mental ping pong. One side of the brain saying, I hate myself, I'm not good enough. The other side goes, yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, but you cannot change a program from the mind. You have to drop into the body. And you have to find your adult to come up with a new truth. When you find the new truth in the body, and that anchors it in, that's where change occurs. That's how we transform these parts of ourselves. You've got to drop into the body. I promise you, this will transform these beliefs. And we go from a place of, I hate that part. And then we have an understanding of, oh my gosh, I so get where that's rooted. I get where it's coming from. I get its purpose. I have a deeper understanding. For example, if I said to you right now, I really feel like you need to stop what you're doing and just stay home. It's so much safer to be home. Because, you know, when you're home, nobody triggers you. Nobody's going to make fun of you. You can do what you want. You can play with your animals. It's just so much safer to be at home. Just please stay home. I really believe that's the best thing that you can do for yourself. If I said that to you, or as I just said that to you right now, do you feel like you should hate me? Or does it sound like I'm really trying to take care of you and keep you safe? Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep you safe. But remember, these ideas and these beliefs are coming from such a young part of us. These shadow parts are in the unconscious mind. And they say, from the research I've studied, they happen from 0 to 3 and they're lodged in the unconscious mind. They really want something good for us and they're trying to keep us safe, but it's twisted. So we must slow down, find those parts. And when we can understand where they're coming from, again, if I said that to you, wouldn't you say, gosh, that Michelle, she's so nice. She's really trying hard to take care of me, but geez, I want to be able to leave the house. I don't want to be stuck in the house. But you wouldn't hate me. You would not hate me. You would hopefully understand where I'm coming from. And then when you tried to leave the house, I might get louder, like, what are you doing? Why are you leaving the house? You need to stay inside. Don't you dare leave the house. You're crazy. You're crazy. Who do you think you are? And I might get activated because I'm so worried that you're leaving the house and you're going to get hurt in some way. So what would you need to do with me? You would turn to me and say, hey, Michelle, thank you so much. I know that you're upset with me. I really have an understanding though now where you're coming from. And honestly, I'm okay. And then I can relax. And then Michelle can say, oh, you are okay? Because I'm trying to keep you safe. Then you'd say, no, I got this. And even though I'm a little nervous to leave the house, this is something I really, really want to do. And then I'd say, oh, okay. So guess what? I get quiet and I let you go. Now I might be nervous, but I'm going to be quiet and watch what happens. And if you can make that next step from your adult, that's where that transformation happens. So this is how we transform our parts and find self-love. Because again, we hear the voice, the belief. First we hear it, write it down. Then we understand where it's coming from and what its purpose is. Then we can have compassion. And we go, oh my gosh, that Michelle, she's so nice. She's trying to take care of me. I get it. You may suddenly start to like me because you know my intention for you is to stay home just because I'm so worried. You might go, oh, she's so sweet, but she's off. And then when I act up again, you're going to be able to be strong enough from your adult chair and say, thank you so much. Eventually, I'm going to transform, and then you're going to be able to love this part of you that's so worried. Because you realize it's just another part with a big voice, and the voice is getting smaller with your attention and acceptance of it. So there you have it. It is a very simple process with these few steps, and it really, really works. When people ask me, how do I love myself? This is a very, very important process on how we do love ourselves and how we transform the parts that are really loud and trying to keep us safe. But in our mind, it feels like they're blocking us from loving ourselves. They're actually doing this the opposite. They're trying to keep us safe and alive. So, all right. I hope you find this helpful. I look forward to hearing about it. Hit me up on social media. You know, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Would love to hear what you think about this show. Go to Michelle.Chalfont on Instagram and Michelle Chalfont on Facebook. And of course, the Adult Chair closed group. And I would love to hear what you think. All right. Don't forget, workshop. Go to theadultchair.com for all the information on the workshop and on the membership. Until next week, have a beautiful week. Transform away, people. Transform these parts in that adolescent chair. And I promise you, you will begin to like yourself a little bit more every day until you find yourself sitting in self-love. And I want to say one more thing about that. We are in and out of this every day. Do not think that you are going to reach the end of the road if you're alive. I'm sorry. Because I find myself living with more peace than I've ever had in my life. But it doesn't mean we don't have bad days. It doesn't mean I don't have that voice that comes up and says, you know, you're such a fraud, or I hate myself. They come up, but much more infrequently. It doesn't mean my shame is totally gone, but it's so much smaller. And I live with much greater peace, and I have learned how to love myself and have that self-compassion more than I ever have had in my life. And doing these few steps has been a big part of it. So some people think, well, will I ever be okay every day? No, because you're human. You are a human being, and you will always have some triggers, because I don't think we can get rid of every single one, but man, we can wipe a lot of them out. So be easy on yourself, people. All right. All right. Until next week, sending all of you big, big, big love. And I'll see you next week, seated firmly right here in the adult chair.